All right, folks, buckle up, because today we're diving into a real head-scratcher. The idea that sacrifice, yeah, giving things up, can actually be the key to a happier and more fulfilling life, even bliss.
And we're going to be using the work of the amazing mythologist Joseph Campbell to guide us as we explore this idea. It's a concept that pops up across cultures and all throughout history.
It really does. Like, when you think about all those epic myths and stories, why do heroes always seem to have to go through so much suffering before they reach greatness?
It's a great question, isn't it? Is it possible that letting go of something you really, really want could actually lead you to something even better, something even more profound?
I like where this is going. But first, let's define what we mean by sacrifice. Because we're not just talking about skipping dessert, are we?
No, definitely not. For Campbell, sacrifice was all about transformation. It's about pushing past those comfy little comfort zones and facing challenges that force you to grow, to evolve.
So it's not about deprivation, then. It's about growth, like a caterpillar transforming into a butterfly.
Exactly. And Campbell saw this whole process as a key part of the journey to achieving what he called bliss. Not just that fleeting happiness, but a deep and enduring state of fulfillment.
Okay, now I'm really intrigued. So how do all these myths and stories fit into this?
Well, Campbell believed that myths are so much more than just old stories. He saw them as offering profound insights into the human psyche. And one of the recurring themes he noticed is how heroes often have to sacrifice something precious in order to fulfill their destiny.
Like Hercules, right. He had to complete those 12 impossible labors, facing all those crazy hardships. And in the end, he earned redemption and a place among the gods.
A classic example. He had to let go of comfort, his safety, even his sanity at times to achieve his ultimate purpose.
Or Rama from the Ramayana. He was exiled and fought so many battles before he finally reclaimed his throne and found peace.
It's a powerful story of resilience and the power of sacrifice to transform you. And what's so fascinating is that this isn't just a Western or an Eastern concept. You see it in myths and stories from all over the world.
So true. Like Izanagi and Izanami from Japanese folklore, or Jesus, or even Anansi the spider from African myths.
Exactly. They're all different, but each of these stories has that same idea at its core. Sacrifice leading to transformation and a greater sense of purpose. It really highlights this universal human experience, finding strength and resilience through tough times.
So we're seeing a pattern here. All these heroes, they go through these insane trials, sacrifice something they hold dear, and they come out the other side transformed.
Mm-hmm.
They often reach a level of fulfillment they never could have imagined before.
You got it. And that's what makes Campbell's work so insightful. He was saying these ancient stories aren't just relics of the past. They're like a roadmap for us to understand our own lives.
Wow. So you're saying these mythical journeys are relevant to us today in our everyday lives?
Absolutely. In a world obsessed with instant gratification, it's easy to forget how valuable sacrifice is, how important it is to pursue something deeper, something more meaningful. But Campbell, he reminds us that true fulfillment might actually lie in embracing challenges. It might lie in willingly making sacrifices for something greater than ourselves.
Now, this is where it gets really interesting to me. How does this translate to our modern lives? What does embracing this sacrificial wisdom actually look like in practice?
Well, it definitely doesn't mean we have to go fight mythical beasts. It starts by understanding that happiness isn't just about chasing pleasure and comfort. It's about aligning our lives with what truly matters to us, even if it means making hard choices.
Okay, so less about that extra scoop of ice cream and more about going after goals that line up with our values, even if they take some serious effort or even some discomfort.
You got it. It's about realizing that sometimes letting go of what we think we want opens us up to something so much greater than we ever could have imagined.
This is powerful stuff. I can't wait to dig into it more. Let's move on to some real-world examples of what this sacrificial wisdom looks like and how it can lead to that deeper sense of meaning and purpose we're all searching for.
So, you know, as we dig deeper into Campbell's work, we're going to find this really interesting idea. The idea that suffering and joy, they're not opposites. They're actually two sides of the same coin.
That's a different way of looking at it. We usually see them as totally separate, right?
Yeah.
We want all the happiness and none of the suffering.
Yeah, for sure. But Campbell, he was drawing on all his knowledge of myths and psychology, and he was suggesting that these two experiences are actually like deeply connected.
Okay, I'm curious. Can you tell me more about that? Like, how can suffering and joy be linked?
Think about it. Have you ever noticed that sometimes your most joyful moments happen after you've gone through a really tough challenge, maybe even a hardship?
Now that you mention it, yeah, I think I have.
Mm.
It's like the joy is even stronger because we had to struggle to get there.
Exactly. Like the contrast makes the joy stand out even more. Campbell, he believed that if you can understand this kind of tension between suffering and joy, it helps you appreciate like the whole range of human experiences.
So instead of trying to avoid suffering, we should actually try to embrace it as part of life,
mm-hmm.
maybe even as a way to get to a deeper kind of joy.
Exactly. Remember Hercules and those 12 crazy hard labors? Each one really tested his strength and his resilience. It forced him to face his limits.
He was definitely not taking it easy. It felt like every single labor pushed him to the edge, physically and emotionally.
Oh, yeah, totally. But it was by going through all those struggles, by facing those challenges head on, that he ultimately earned redemption. He got that recognition and ultimately ascended to Mount Olympus.
So in a way, his suffering was essential for him to achieve that ultimate bliss.
Yeah.
It wasn't something to be avoided. It was something to embrace as like a fuel for growth.
Exactly. And it's not just Hercules. Think about Rama's exile in the Ramayana. Remember, he was unjustly banished, forced to wander in the wilderness, facing all those dangers and hardships.
But he did overcome those challenges. He returned to his kingdom and brought peace and harmony back to his people.
Right. And the Ramayana, it emphasizes that Rama's exile, even though it was full of suffering, it actually made him a wiser ruler, more compassionate and capable. He learned a lot of important lessons during that time, and he developed strengths that he wouldn't have otherwise.
It's like the saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, but maybe it also makes you wiser and more compassionate too.
That's a great way to put it. And this idea, it isn't just in those ancient myths either. Think about athletes who push their bodies to the limit in training, right? They have to deal with pain and exhaustion to reach greatness in their sport. Or artists who pour their heart and soul into their work, and they often have to deal with rejection and criticism before they find success.
Well, yeah. Or even on a personal level, think about those times we've gone through tough stuff in our own lives. You know, heartbreak, losing a job, setbacks. A lot of times those experiences, as painful as they were at the time, they end up leading to a lot of personal growth and even positive transformation.
Right. Those tough experiences, they force us to reevaluate what's important. We learn new skills and become more resilient.
So going through hard times, it can actually make us stronger, more resilient, and ultimately lead to more fulfillment.
Exactly. And this leads to a really important part of Campbell's work, understanding that suffering and joy are interconnected. We can start to see challenges as chances to grow and change instead of just obstacles to avoid.
That's a real shift in perspective. So instead of being afraid of those difficult experiences,
yeah.
we can look at them as like potential catalysts. They can help us grow and understand ourselves and the world better.
Exactly. But I bet some people listening are thinking, okay, that's great and all, but how does this actually connect to achieving bliss? You know, how does facing suffering lead to that really deep sense of happiness and fulfillment?
It's a great question. It makes sense that hardship can lead to growth, but how does that translate into actually experiencing bliss?
Well, you see, true bliss, the way Campbell saw it, it wasn't about dodging pain or always chasing pleasure. It was more about embracing everything, the highs and the lows, the joys and the sorrows, and finding deeper meaning and purpose within that whole journey.
So it's about finding the meaning, the deeper understanding, even in the middle of those tough experiences. It's about realizing that those hard times can refine us, shape us, and ultimately help us figure out who we are and where we fit in the world.
Exactly. And maybe through that process of growing and discovering ourselves, we get a little bit closer to feeling that true bliss.
This is all so insightful. We've been talking about the philosophy and mythology of suffering and joy, but how do we actually bring this wisdom into our everyday lives? How can we really embrace this whole sacrificial wisdom in a practical way?
That's a great question, and that's what we're going to explore in the next part of our deep dive. We'll look at some specific ways to use these ideas in modern life and figure out how to cultivate a deeper sense of bliss.
That's what I'm talking about, practical advice we can actually put to use. Until then, keep thinking about those big questions. We'll be back soon with part three. Welcome back, deep divers. We've talked about myths, the philosophy, even the science behind the idea that sacrifice can lead to bliss. But now, how do we actually use this wisdom in our own lives?
This is where it gets really exciting. You know, Campbell, he wasn't just some ivory tower academic. He really believed these ancient stories had wisdom that we could use to live better, more fulfilling lives.
So we don't have to go slay dragons or anything like that.
Well, only if you want to. A good place to start, though, might be to shift our focus from instant gratification to thinking more long-term.
So you're saying we should think less about those quick hits of pleasure and more about what truly matters to us in the bigger picture.
Exactly. It's about finding those core values, the things that give your life meaning, and then making decisions that line up with them, even if it means waiting a bit for the reward.
So less about treat yourself and more about invest in yourself.
I like that. Think about it. Say one of your core values is personal growth. You could choose to spend some time each day learning a new skill, even if it means giving up some leisure time. Or if you value relationships, you might put quality time with your loved ones above, say, scrolling through social media.
So it's all about making choices, conscious choices, that support those long-term goals and dreams, even if we have to give up something in the moment.
And a lot of times, those so-called sacrifices, they don't even feel like deprivations. When you're really living by your values, when you're going after goals that truly matter to you, there's a feeling of purpose and satisfaction that goes way beyond those fleeting pleasures.
So it's not about denying ourselves joy. It's more like finding a deeper, longer-lasting kind of happiness that comes from a meaningful life.
Now you're getting it. And that brings us to another super important part of all this, gratitude.
Okay, how does gratitude fit into the picture?
Well, when we're always fixated on what we're missing, on what we haven't achieved yet, it's so easy to feel dissatisfied and unhappy. But when we can shift our focus to what we already have, all the good stuff in our lives, that's when we start to feel a sense of abundance and contentment.
So instead of always wanting more, 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 we should take some time to appreciate what we've already got, to really enjoy those everyday moments of joy and connection.
Exactly. And that practice of gratitude, it can be super powerful, especially when you're going through tough times or making difficult choices. It helps you stay grounded, keep things in perspective, and remember that even when things are hard, there's still so much to be thankful for.
It's like finding those little sparks of light, even on the darkest days. But let's be real for a minute. Sometimes sacrifices feel truly hard. Like when you're up against a major obstacle, it's tough to see the light at the end of the tunnel.
That's so true. And that's when Campbell's ideas become even more important.
Tell me more. How do we get through those times when it feels like we're being asked to give up way too much?
Well, think back to those mythical heroes we were talking about. They didn't achieve greatness by taking the easy route. They faced huge challenges. They went through real suffering, but they kept going. They had that vision, a purpose that kept them moving forward.
So it's about finding that inner strength, that sense of purpose that keeps us on track even when things get really rough.
And sometimes it's about remembering you don't have to do it alone. Campbell often talked about how important community and connection are. The hero rarely succeeds in isolation. They have mentors, allies, people who love them, who help them along the way.
It's a good reminder. When we're feeling overwhelmed, we can always reach out, connect with others who can offer support and guidance.
Yeah, it's like we're all on this hero's journey together, facing our own unique challenges, but ultimately all aiming for the same thing, a life filled with meaning and fulfillment.
This has been an awesome deep dive. I feel like I have a whole new perspective on the power of sacrifice and how to find that true bliss.
And remember, the journey isn't always smooth sailing, but it's definitely worth the trip.
Absolutely. And before we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought. What's one thing you could let go of, one challenge you could face head on that might lead you to a more fulfilling life? Keep searching, keep growing, and keep diving deep.